In 2007, 15-year-old Carly Ryan arranged to meet her 18-year-old boyfriend. She'd only met him online, but they'd been talking online for more than a year. And when she arrived to meet him, there was no 18-year-old called Brandon Kane. She had been groomed by a middle-aged pedophile who eventually drowned her at a secluded beach in South Australia. 50-year-old Gary Newman was convicted of Carly Ryan's murder, and the horrific killing prompted her mother, Sonia Ryan, to establish a foundation in her daughter's name. Today, the Carly Ryan Foundation will release a new free phone app designed to help teenagers keep in touch with their parents and loved or trusted ones. It's called Thread, and it will be launched in Sydney by the Children's eSafety Commissioner, Alistair McGibbon. Sonia, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Sonia, you've been involved with the development of this Thread app for some time. Tell us about it. How does it work?
So the basic functionality is to create connection between family and close contacts. So when you're on the run, you can check in with your location without actually making a phone call. It also has an alert function. So if you're in trouble or something's happening and you feel unsafe, you can hit the alert button. It will dial 000, and simultaneously your nominated contacts will know where you are and that you're currently on the phone to emergency services.
And is it much different? I'm guessing a lot of people think, well, if my child has a, or if a kid has a mobile in their pocket and a parent on speed dial, is it much different to that?
What we've found talking to young people in schools, we do workshops, online safety workshops around the country, and what we found was kids feel sometimes uncomfortable to call their parents in front of their friends, or they might be in a situation where they're unable to call freely, depending on the situation. And the feedback we've had so far is the fact that they love the fact that they can just check in with their mum and dad when they get to a location, whether it be sport or a party or any kind of location. And they don't have to call. If they feel unsafe or uncomfortable, they can discreetly check in with their parents with a location and with the message field, just say, look, can you come and get me?
I mean, it sounds on the face of it like a terrific idea, and a lot of people can immediately think, you know, oh, I can see that would be a good idea when. But it's true to say, too, teenagers aren't always forthcoming with their parents about where they're going and who they're with. So the last thing they might want to do is let their parents know where they are if they're somewhere different to where they've said they'll be.
I mean, obviously,
is that an issue?
It's an individual choice. What we're trying to do is establish an app which creates connection, because ultimately, you know, when a young person is going out to explore the world, we feel that it's really important to have a connection back to their safety network. Now, obviously, we can't control what people want to do, and it's an individual choice, but to have that functionality there for them at their fingertips to easily use. We've had quite a lot of young people coming to us after school presentations saying to us, thank you so much for making this app. I feel safer walking home from school. And so there's a lot of young people that are really enjoying it, but also parents as well. We've actually had a lot of adults saying things to us like, you know, I work night shift. I check in with my husband before I leave the car park to let him know I'm on my way home without having to call. So it's just creating that thread or that connection while you're on the move without constantly having to be on calls all the time.
And it's two strands, isn't it? It's the one just letting someone know, oh, this is where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is it's an alert if someone feels in danger.
Exactly.
I mean, this is, I guess, where it might have helped Carly. Do you believe an app like
this
would have helped Carly?
Yes, I mean, this is the whole idea of the app in the beginning. I was sitting one night in my lounge room, and I thought, as you do in the process of grief, and you think the what ifs, you know, what could have happened. And I thought, you know, if the smartphone technology existed when she was here, she would have been able to check in with me with an alert. I would have known she was in the wrong location to where she was supposed to be, and I would have known something was wrong. So I sat with police, I sat with major crime detectives and talked to them about what would assist them in investigation, what could work for young people effectively, and this is how we came up with the original idea of the app in the beginning, and Kojo digital specialists stepped up to the challenge and thankfully created an amazing app that we now want to get into the hands of not only the community but the most vulnerable kids in our state as well. So in each state in Australia, I want to get this app into the hands of kids that are under the minister.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 19 minutes to 9. Our guest is Sonia Ryan. Her daughter Carly Ryan was killed by a pedophile who groomed her online when she was just 15 years old. And Sonia set up the Carly Ryan Foundation. This Thread app is being launched. It's been available on some phones for a while. I'll talk about how it's working in a moment. But that notion of the most vulnerable kids, Sonia, talk about. I can imagine, too, this notion of being able to press a button and trialling triple O could be useful for a number of people. I'm thinking in domestic violence situations, so not just teenagers.
Exactly. It has been flagged for domestic violence use. So if somebody was to enter your home, a partner, whether it be a child who is in an abuse situation, they can discreetly send an alert without the perpetrator knowing that that alert has been sent. So you can have up to 6 nominated contacts. You can send your alert to one or all contacts, and it is PIN protected. So somebody cannot pretend to be you.
And just finally, Sonia, it's being launched today, but it has been available on iPhone for a few months. Is it working? Is it enough people using it to tell you and the police about the impact of it?
Yes, we've had some fantastic feedback and feedback in the App Store, which has just been wonderful. The fact that it's free, I suggest to all listeners to have a look at it, download it, see what you think, see if it benefits your family. There is a compulsory check-in feature for younger kids. So if a child doesn't check in by a certain time set by you, then their last known map location is sent to you. So there's a few really good features, as well as links to Crime Stoppers and other helpful links as well.
Sonia, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for having this idea. Let's hope it works a treat. Really appreciate your time.
And listeners can go to the threadapp.com.
Threadapp.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Sonia Ryan from the Carly Ryan Foundation. As she said, it's called the Thread App, threadapp.com, or it's now available free on Google Play and the Apple App Store.